right. We continue. It's a good morning to you. Welcome to Tech Show. Of course, the British people have gotten a new prime minister. Of course, Liz Truss is a prime minister, of course, from the, from Johnson's party. Boris Johnson is now out, finally out. Because there were two, Rich Sunak and, Liz Truss, the prime minister, the lady. So this is a third woman to become the prime minister, the British prime minister, after Margaret Thatcher and also Theresa May. So, and also in Brazil, there is a debate now between Emmanuel Anacio Lula da Silva, who was a former president, and Jair Bolsonaro. So we are going to see who is going to win. But people think Bolsonaro still stand a chance, but Bolsonaro is, controversial. There's some experts are saying there's a lot of controversy around him. And Da Silva is not safe either. There are allegations of corruption to him. Well, that is what is playing out in the world right now. And of course, it's not a news hour. We cannot go ahead with that one. We now continue with our tech show. Research has found out that education technology, in as much as it is good, when classrooms in future are going to be connected to, when classrooms are going to be connected to Wi-Fi and devices, researchers are concerned about the health of, students, the health of children, the health of students. And we are going to look at the side effect of Wi-Fi, laptops, phones that we have in our pockets, and laptops that we put on our laps. So now let's start with the argument, so that we bring in, let's start with the research first, then we bring out the argument. Of course, the findings are debatable. The findings can be debatable. We can debate around them. Yes, we can always debate around them, the findings. But research that has been concluded right now is showing that the health of students will be at risk. So the students, the health, the well-being, the growth and development will be in danger. Now, when technology is going to be connected into classrooms where students and teachers and technology, are operating side by side, helping one another to complete tasks, this is very good because learning will be very easy. If you don't understand something, you just Google, you just get it immediately because the class is connected to Wi-Fi. You have a device, you have a laptop on your lap or whatever. You have a phone in your pocket on your hand. But what about radiation? What about radiation? Now, some research, and this is where I have to caution you. This is what I have to say is debatable. Don't go around and say there is a blind man who's talking rubbish on the radio. It's a research. These are findings that can be, you can also research and find out on your own. The research that has been conducted by various organizations, they have found out that radiation coming from Wi-Fi, coming from phones, coming from you know, laptops that we are even putting on our laps. We have our phones in our pocket. Is contributing to a lot of things. Hormonal disorder, mental disorder in the long run, and to the point that in men, according to some research, they say that if you put a laptop on your lap, you know, in the long run, this radiation will contribute to, will actually degenerate your reproductive system, your sexual reproductive system. Your sperm count will start to go low, and the testicles will start to grow smaller. And the list goes on. So to the point that some people are even speculating that this radiation is responsible for the lower libido that is in men. So I said, these are the findings. I'm not the one that made the research. I'm just giving you the information. So these are the findings. They are those who are researching, and they are now concerned that should it now move to technology, I mean to education technology, where classrooms are connected to internet, and there is Wi-Fi everywhere, and there is phone or devices or laptops. This intercirculation of radiation will actually do more harm than good. Another research has found out that in adults, actually, there is a low radiation intake as compared to the young people, because young people are more with gadgets as compared to, you know, the older ones, the older people. Now, in women, it also reduces, it also contributes to the destruction of, you know, to cancers, womb cancers, and, you know, some researchers says that the women also start to, you know, have some hormonal changes or disorders, to the point that women will not be able to, you know, have their cycle on time, or have the cycle at all. You know, have the cycle at all. So there'll be no production of eggs. It will, the radiations are able to affect the ovary systems, and then that will be the end of, you know, conception in women. So those are the findings. And a lot of questions are coming out. A lot of concerns are coming out from researchers who are now busy, examining the impact of technologies on human bodies. The impact of technology in human bodies. So those are the findings. But members of the research world are concerned that the long-term health, development, and growth in students will be negatively impacted by this type of interconnectivity. There are organizations like Environmental Health Trust that have suggested that the adult skulls are more thicker, that radiation finds it hard to, you know, penetrate to the brain. But then the children's skulls are still yet thinner, and it makes them, you know, vulnerable to more radiation. So if children are more, you know, being in places where they have laptops, devices, and internet, all that radiation is able to get to their brain, according to the Environmental World Trust. And with less protection, they are able to absorb 10 times the radiation of an adult. So the children are at risk, and they'll be able to absorb 10 times the radiation from the radiation of an adult. Now, some doctors are also coming up with concern to say the Wi-Fi in school and in classroom will contribute immensely to radiomagnetic radiation. So, and this is going to be something that has been, that is going to be done at a higher level than ever before. So in as much as internet is becoming an essential, you know, and basic need, the danger there is not basic. The danger is very powerful, for lack of better words. Danger is powerful. So where are we heading? Should we now be hopeful? Because we need this type of technology for growth, for improvement, and for better, you know, because this is the world in which we are going. Now, some people, there were some research that were done a few years ago that said, no, actually, Wi-Fi and this radiation from phones and laptops, they don't present much of a harm. But according to the 2022 French research outcome, they found that it is actually this type of radiation from these devices and from network devices or internet devices contribute 50% of electromagnetic radiations in humans. So 50% of the total exposure to radiation, this is a research that was done in 13 countries. So laptop computers that are placed in the laps of the youth, you know, for longer intervals or for longer time presents various dangerous consequences. Cell phones that are put in pockets, you know, when you sleep, you put your phone under your pillow because it is within your reach. So it does the radiation because the phone is on, you have Wi-Fi, you know, Bluetooth is on, everything. So you are, it's like somebody saying, it's like putting your head in a microwave. Some people, some scientists are even saying that the reproductive system of young people is a danger. The possibility of DNA alteration due to this radiation is actually inevitable. And the damage of different body cell structures is also inevitable. So it's obvious that you are a young person, you might not give birth at all. We can get into biology now. When some research are saying that, you know, in years to come, some people will actually not be able to conceive because of the destruction of, you know, a reproductive system, which is a powerhouse as far as procreation is concerned. Those are the powerhouse that are the very important tools as far as, you know, the multiplication of a human being is concerned. There is no mathematics without those tools. They are very important. And when they are destroyed, forget about that, forget about the multiplication sign. Because it will not just remove it from your calculator system. So, and by 2025, the global edutech is projected to reach 440 billion. That's huge investment. But that's exciting, right? Because at least we see that Namibia is one of the countries in Africa that are positioned strategically as far as connectivity is concerned, bandwidth and data, almost, you know, affordable.
Vasco Kolasar Tutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM, Bamile Msakuri, Limorisa Zasiri Moses Tatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Matutoze Pahami Zechualeka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi vari tabaka fera kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele ruofisi zeru kaofi. Mamre nengi wa winduk, toropo yanku renkuru. Wangu ndiva, ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzula Piri, Mukete Hande, Mukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
Alright, we continue. So, it's unlikely that people are going to draw back with the significant successes that they made in coming up with this education technology. But at the same time, the consequences of this type of connections, of connectivity on a human body are actually more dangerous than the outcome, the positive outcome of this technology. So the positive outcome of education technology, or the dangerous consequences of this technology, are more than the positive outcomes or advantages of this technology. Because even teachers will be affected, both men and women, biologically speaking, and reproductive systems and DNA alteration, destructive of body cells, and the hormonal disorder, hormonal malfunctions, and any other, all those stuff. And some even suggested that there will be more erection disorders caused by technology through electromagnetic radiations that gets into human bodies. Then, and there will be consequences of, lack of sexual climax. So those are the dangerous consequences here. This is information gathered by those who are doing research and certain doctors that are concerned. So if you are a doctor and you are listening, you can either come and refute these claims because you are a doctor. You can always come to say no. Please, those are not true findings. But these are the concerns from a lot of research organizations that are even questioning, the impact of this type of technology on a human body. These are the same people who were against 5G installation. The whole of 2020 and 2021, there have been advocacy against 5G, because people were concerned that 5G actually have more, 5G has more radiation than this 4G that we are having. And of course, we had the rumors that COVID-19 came from 5G. That was a very a ridiculous argument anyway. But yes, to the point where some people started to say COVID-19 came from, 5G. But these are the concerns. And now we are at crossroads, aren't we? Because we want improved education technology, which gives an inclusive opportunity to everyone to learn in an environment that is, you know, safe and friendly, we want that type of technology. Because with that type of technology, every learner can be in any school. Because we have means. That technology will be a game changer. But at the same time, the technology will be a game changer in our hormonal dysfunction, alteration of DNA and destruction of body cells, tampering with somebody's reproductive cycle and mental health. Those are the consequences. So if somebody is not mentally well fit, if somebody's reproductive system, I mean, in many cultures of the world, if somebody's reproductive system is not working, organs are not working, then that person is considered not to be, is no longer a man or is no longer a woman. So which way do we choose to go in? Somebody will say, look, we have come so far. We cannot go back. We just continue. The people have put a lot of investment in this type of technology, and we are not going to. But somebody will say, look, the impact of this type of technology is actually more powerful than the investment itself. So are we self-destroying? I mean, are we self-destructing? How do you call that? How do you understand it? Or which way should we go? Because we are having, there is a technology, there is a way of technology. It leads to the destruction. The consequences of thereof is the alteration of DNA, destruction of body cells, and all that. So that's another way. Another way is to say we just go with our conventional education. But then that means you are going to be primitive and you are going to be left behind and you are going to face difficulties in fulfilling your task as a teacher because, or as a school and or as a country, because certain tools or certain methods may not be functional anymore, may not be, you know, certain methodologies may not be operational anymore. So you need new methodologies because the time is moving at a pace of development. So if you are not developed, what are you? You are behind. And being behind is also costly. So which one is better consequence? Is it to go with this technology or to remain behind? Which one is better consequences? The number in studio is 083-288-401. You can come through if you want to make a conversation. Which one is a better consequence? Should schools, because we are complaining to say, no, schools don't have internet. Schools don't have electricity. Schools don't have, you know, we were trying to do our e-learning, but we couldn't because Hagafia doesn't have internet connection. Ngodi doesn't have. Elambo does not have. Epembe does not have. So Kamanyab has nothing. Kaukrand, zero. Namagoro, zero. So, if you go to Emono, Ukwangula, Uponona, there is nothing. When you are talking about internet, nobody understands what you are saying. And remaining behind is costly. But at the same time, it seems that moving ahead is more costly. Because then you are going to lose your libido, you're going to lose your DNA, losing your body cells, losing your mental, you know, health, losing your reproductive system, losing, you know, your health. Just because of a laptop that you put on your lap, or because of radiation that is coming from the Wi-Fi and the devices that are interconnected in your classroom or in your house. Because even houses will be smart houses. So it seems that we are in trouble here. So we are at crossroads. Going back is costly. Going ahead is more costly. So what do we do? Do we stay where we are? So, okay, let's just be here. Let's not move. Let us neither move on or nor move backwards. So let's just be here. The danger of being here is you will find yourself going back or going ahead. So also being at crossroad is dangerous. Being at crossroad is also dangerous because you might go ahead or you might go backward. So is there anything that can be done in your opinion? What need to be done? Do you think we should go ahead with this type of technology that is actually coming to haunt us later on? Or should we also stay behind, which will also haunt us later on? Which one is better? Which one is better? Well, the number in studio, like I said, is 083-288-401. If you want to be part of the conversation, it is 18 minutes to 12. So we can still have much of a discussion, because if you don't move ahead, you are underdeveloped. If you move ahead, you are risking your life, your health to this type of radiation. Last year in Britain, when people were erecting 5G towers, the people were threatened to say, if we find you guys erecting these 5G towers here, we are going to show you. So a lot of 5G towers were vandalized.
Hello,
good, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes, can you turn your volume a little bit lower?
Okay, I just want to ask about Elon Musk now.
Yeah.
About the car that he manufactured. Are those cars going to be used
the electric
worldwide? Yes, electric cars. Are those cars going to be used like worldwide or the United States now?
No, those are business. Everybody, if you want it, your own car, you can order it. It's worldwide.
But like in Namibia.
The question that you need to ask yourself is, do we have capacity to maintain them in our countries here? Yeah, that is the only question that we need to ask ourselves. But that question also is also debatable, because some people already have electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but not from Tesla now.
Yeah?
But they are not from Tesla.
No, it doesn't matter. Tesla is a big company. They can also sell wherever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Tesla is even manufacturing smartphones now.
Yeah.
And those smartphones, are they still like in sale now?
Well, I haven't come across one. Just like they are very scarce, just like a Google phone, you know, Google Pixel. I haven't, come across one yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Google Pixel, if you want it, you can order it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. All right, you can come through 083-288-401. So in Britain, they said, if we find you erecting these towers, we are going to mess you up. And it was a concern, because people were made to understand that the radiation of 5G is actually powerful. Some people are even saying it's 1,000 times powerful than any other radiation. Right, we are going for a short break. After a break, we'll be coming back to continue. Stay tuned. We'll be back very, very shortly.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
All right, we return. So the question is, where we are now? We are at crossroads. So we either go back or continue. So which one, in your opinion, is fair or is safe? Is it to go backward or to remain where we are or to move on? Because all of these have consequences. Yes. Yes, how are you?
I know I am.
Good.
Whether to move forward, move back, or to be stationary.
Yeah.
It's better just to move forward. Because one says the greatest regret we have is the risk we don't take. Yeah?
We can hear you.
Yeah? It's better to move forward. Then maybe we will find a solution to the problem that we are going to have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because if we can say we must not move forward, later we will regret of not moving.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
Moving forward is better than being stationary or being going back again.
Yeah.
Nah.
Thank you very much.
All right,
he's saying, look, let's go. Then we will solve this problem. Let us develop laptop shields. Let us develop radiation shields. That when you are in class, you put a certain helmet on your head so that the radiation may not come to your head. And when you are putting a laptop on, you must have laptop shields so that the radiation may not get to you. So, and the clothes maybe will be having shields, but are we able to do that? Maybe that will be the solution. And somebody will say, let's stay back. All right?
Good morning, Frank.
Morning.
How are you? I think we must move on. Maybe we can also come up with the protection. You know, I don't know what they use to protect the radiation from getting into our vein. Because education is very important. we cannot stay at one place. Maybe we just need to make provision for how to cater for those radiation, I mean, reduce them. But in that process now, which ones are the majority going to benefit more than the impact of radiation into our body? Because even the phone that we are having, the one that we carry into our pocket, they have a degree of radiation that affect our body. When they ring, when they do whatever within our pocket, are we not getting some kind of radiation? Maybe the effect is minimal, but obviously we get some radiation. I can get an example from when my kids were young, where I used to put my phone here on my belt here, close to my, you remember this phone that we were having some kind of holder that you put in your belt and you hold it there. Then one day they told me, daddy, so you are putting your phone there. Are they not going to damage your organ? And then now this time when you start now questioning about this technology and radiation and things like that, and they say, the kid is actually correct. Maybe they are dealing with it in science. So the minimizing of this radiation, won't it also perhaps create some jobs? We are talking about shelter and all those kind of things to protect us. So I think we just need to move on, and then we will see how we can minimize those negative effects of radiation.
All right, Uncle Bana.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Uncle Bana and the, other listeners are saying, no, let's move on. There could be solutions to these issues. There could be solutions to these issues. What do you have to say?
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. In my opinion, I would say we move forward or do we move backwards? It's a very tricky question because we have to look at it from in a balanced approach.
Yes.
Looking at the dangers that you just projected, like you just presented, the advantages and the disadvantages. So in my opinion, I would say let's try to take an approach, or let's say we experiment it in one town, one town where we bring all the technology, the 5G and everything, and then also have towns or countries or cities where you don't have any of these things entirely.
So are you ready to volunteer somebody to be the test?
I would obviously not want to volunteer to, especially with something that you are not okay with. What I was suggesting is for those who actually want to go forward with the technology and everything, let them be in one area, and then those who say, okay, I've heard the dangers and I don't want to risk my life, for example, keep them in a different town where they don't have all these things. And then from there, observe how both are going to react to the changes that you've made. For the ones who are in the technology towns or cities with all the 5G things, observe over maybe 10 years, for example, then test them health-wise with all the dangers. And then those who have moved on in the primitive way of doing things, the traditional way of doing school and everything, then observe, then that's where we can also come up and say, after 10 years of keeping these people separate, now let's look at health-wise now. That's where we can really have a proper conclusion to say, is it really dangerous or not? I don't know how others would look at it. Because if we say, let's just move forward.
Yeah.
Where do you then place the people who don't want anything to do with these things entirely? You see how dangerous it is then. Because we are now risking the other people. Because these dangers are there. It's not fiction. It's not made up stories. These things, the science has proven it. And I was even surprised that you guys are presenting it on the radio. Which I don't think all the other radios have really went in depth. But then I appreciate the fact that you guys are putting it out there and you are not really holding this information. People should be updated over this stuff. So I'm just looking at the fact that what about those who don't want entirely? What do we then do with them when you say move forward?
Right.
Yeah, and then there are obviously those who also want to say, no, but we want the technology. So that's why I was saying the best is, let's say our governments just look at, okay, let's try, for example, Windu. We make it a smart city. Let's observe. Then we keep Okanja, for example, just an example. Or not Okanja, maybe somewhere in the north, we keep one separate, free from these things. Then observe just over the years, and then from there we can have a proper conclusion, say.
All right.
That's my take on that one.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right, let's test. Say, okay, let's test to see how many people will react to this and what are the consequences, those consequences. Because according to the researchers, they are saying the consequences, the negative impact that this technology have is more dire than the positive, you know, outcome of its enrollment. Yes.
Yes, Mr. Franz.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. I can hear what our last callers are saying. Maybe look back, or maybe we just go forward. But now, in my opinion, I think we have to hold it and maybe just look at it just before we make the choice. Like, we decide first, like, instead of just jumping into conclusions. Because some of the observers feel that there could be a connection between these electromagnetic field emissions and miscarriages, and even some cancers. So it's a risk. I think the World Health Organization is involved in providing some certain some kind of policy, and then they could maybe, instead of just jumping into conclusion with some these technical professionals. We need health professionals also, right? This can help us think before we do, think twice. Because if we jump into conclusions, this is a really high risk. It could even lead to genetic mutations, and this could affect future generations. You know, our genetic makeup might even be distorted. So it's really scary if you think about just jumping like over the edge, like before deciding, while we don't even have real technical professionals like the other countries that have smart cities. We could not just do that. We are still a developing country. I think we should call it first, then think this through with all the health professionals and the technical professionals here.
All right.
So that we can, yeah. So
thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Right. My time has also come. After a short break, I'll come and say my goodbyes. Or let me just say goodbye now. And we are going to meet again tomorrow. Same time, same frequency. We are going to talk more on tech and various topics and discussions that we have here.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.